Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we explore some good news when it comes to the medical mutilation of our children. Finally, we are standing up a pretty comprehensive episode that I think you're going to enjoy. You can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. And as always, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Look, it's been a rather hectic spring. I don't even know if it's technically spring yet. I think it starts to be spring on Monday. But it's been hectic. It's been keeping us on our toes, that's for sure. Looming rumblings of war, bank collapses, economic uncertainty, plenty of negative news. And by the way, there is an aura in the air of national decline and despair. You can feel it. People are depressed, both personally depressed and depressed about the nation. It's hard not to be depressed about the future of America right now because we have a regime that wants to destroy America. Joe Biden wakes up every single day and wonders how he can transition America into a different type of country. He looks at himself as a combination of Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Joe Biden really just doesn't care about the future because he knows he's not going to be around to see it. I'm not trying to be morbid or cruel. He cares about transitioning. He is the transition president. And those people are actually the most dangerous. So we know it's been a hectic spring, and we've been talking about repeatedly this sinister push to try to medically mutilate children. We don't have the clip right now, but we are going to post it on social media. One of the questions I got at University of California, Davis, was a young man who started with the opinion that it was okay to medically mutilate children, to give them hormone blockers, to give them Lupron, saying that it helps them, it makes them happier and less likely to commit suicide. And that's all rubbish, especially after a couple years when the immediate effects of testosterone replacement therapy start to wear off. And he began his argument by saying that gender mutilation is okay. And we actually came to an agreement that we should wait until they're 18. That when an 11-year-old is having gender dysphoria, where they might be going through puberty and mistaking their, let's just say, anxiety or self-image issues for actual gender dysphoria issues, it's probably rational to press pause and say, we probably shouldn't medically mutilate them and give them life-altering medication. Now, there's billions of dollars to be made here. Vanderbilt University, for example, in Tennessee has bragged about their gender reassignment clinics, their gender-affirming care. Boston Hospital ran an advertisement. Boston Children's Hospital, that's now been taken down. Advertising about how when children get services from Boston Children's Hospital, they improve. That they know their gender seemingly from the womb. This has become a profit center in our country. And what's been very interesting is that when I do these events on campus, the children aspect of the trans issue, even the most radical trans activists, most of them know that this is insane. They cannot defend this. There are a couple that try, but 90% of the country is in agreement that there should be laws that prevent doctors from doing the new lobotomies on children. Here's the advertisement from Boston Children's Hospital advertising medically mutilating children for profit. Play cut 87.
So most of the patients that we have in the GEMS clinic actually know their gender, usually around the age of puberty, but a good portion of children do know as early as seemingly from the womb, and they will usually express their gender identity as very young children. Some, as soon as they can talk, they might say phrases such as, I'm a girl, or I'm a boy, or I'm going to be a woman, or I'm going to be a mom. Kids know very, very early. So in the GEMS clinic, we see a variety of young children all the way down to ages 2 and 3, and usually up to the ages of 9.
As young as 3 and up to the ages of 9, gleefully celebrating that at Boston Children's Hospital, one of the best children's hospitals in the country. Now, the activists will say, well, Charlie, are you trying to tell me that you know better than doctors? I am saying that the doctors are morally messed up. And if you think for a second that there is not history to show how doctors can do cruel and unusual things to the population, then you do not know your history. I mentioned lobotomies. Dr. Kevorkian. History has several examples of doctors that have total disregard for rights, customs, norms, or the protection of children's innocence. And these are not doctors anymore. These are people that are torturing children. I do not say that lightly. If you go into a surgery room and put a child under and you medically mutilate their breasts or give them a hysterectomy, at 11, 12, or 13 years old, you're torturing them. And you might say, well, Charlie, what doctor would do that? Well, the same type of doctor that performs an abortion. The idea of a doctor being cruel and hurting innocents is nothing new. Some doctors do a great job. Some doctors do an awful job. I am calling for a nationwide moratorium to stop worshiping doctors just because they have the title. Some doctors are great. Some doctors are evil. One of the surgeries includes boring a hole in their pelvis. Today, or this week, it is a fact that some young girl went into a surgery and some sinister, cruel doctor started to boring a hole in their pelvis and then prescribed a cocktail of drugs, made a ton of money, and couldn't care less about the damage that was done. So some conservatives say, well, Charlie, it's not a role of government to get involved in what doctors do. That is nonsense. It's absolutely a role, especially a role of state government, to say that children are off limits. Children are off limits from profit-seeking, immoral, evil doctors. Remember Asa Hutchinson, the Walmart governor of Arkansas, one of the worst governors in America in the last couple of years, who said, I think it's perfectly fine that parents and doctors collaborate to go mutilate kids. Who am I? Ronald Reagan wanted small government. Is that what we as conservatives believe? We believe it's okay for doctors to be able to abuse kids? Well, the answer is actually no. And that's the good news today, is that all across the country, we're finally starting to see conservatives rise up the parents' party and say, kids are off limits. Just this week, we have two more bills. The Georgia House just passed a limited bill, which bans surgery and hormone treatments. Doesn't ban puberty blockers. It should, but it's better than what we expected or what existed a couple days ago. Kentucky just passed a child medical mutilation bill as well, which caught people by surprise as they thought it was completely derailed because of party infighting. Not so fast. That has traction. 5 years ago, Republican-controlled states were scared to pass bathroom bills. Remember 2 years ago, Governor Noem came under a lot of criticism because she vetoed a bill to keep men out of female sports because she said that the NCAA was going to come after her. Now, she has signed a bill similar to correct that. These past 2 years, something has changed. Something very profound, and it's promising. Conservatives are realizing that we do not have to receive all of our moral direction from the left. You do not need the Democrat Party's permission or the media's permission to pass a law. In fact, it actually gives us more of a reason to fight. It gives us a little wind in our sails. It accelerates our cause. In the past 2 years, 8 states have now successfully passed laws that block providing transgender procedures for minor children. Arkansas, Florida, Utah, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and even South Dakota. Noem, who originally blocked the female sports bill, has now signed a total block of gender-affirming hormones, and mutilation. The media is losing their mind and they're misrepresenting these stories. They're anti-trans and they're against children. No, they're pro-children. And you know what they're doing? They're preventing these predator doctors from going after our children. As we have said multiple times, there are three types of people. There are infants, the protector of infants, and predators. And it is up to us, the protector of infants, to tell people who call themselves doctors, say, you have no legal right or ability to get near children. Look, it is time to consider a rollover of that 401k into an IRA. The investment world is completely different in 2023, and you cannot do the same thing as last year. Woke companies are aggressively implementing ESG. Interest rates are going up, and inflation is still lingering. If you have over $150,000, now is the time to move your money to a biblical, responsible investing strategy with my friends at PAX Financial Group. Here's how you can connect with PAX. Text CHARLIE to the number 74868. That's it. Just take out your phone. Text CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to 74868. So take out your phone, text CHARLIE to the number 74868 for biblical responsible investing. Text CHARLIE to 74868. And so one of the reasons why the left worships doctors, and even some people on the right, is that they don't, not everybody realizes it, but in the philosophical tradition of modern leftism, there are some splinter groups, but one of the groups that is dominant, that Anthony Fauci believes in and the head of Pfizer believes in and the transhumanists believe in, is that they want to change nature itself. They believe science is not the inquiry into the natural world. They want to make it, they want to change the natural world. They want to change the actual DNA. They want to change what is a human being. They don't want to just explore and discover and understand. Science was once about understanding. They want to actually metamorphosize what is in nature, that we human beings have our will over the natural world. And by nature, I don't mean the rivers and the trees. I mean human nature. It really is, in some ways, German idealism, German historicism. Medicine, especially post-1840s, 1850s, where it really started to bubble up in Germany, has had a semi-religious element to it. There's been hermetic elements to it and Gnostic elements. The kind of white coat ceremony, if you will, is kind of like getting ordained. It's almost like one of the sacraments in the Catholic Church. Ideally, if you look at what a doctor should be, it's obviously, first and foremost, the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm. And every pediatric gender reassignment doctor in the country is violating that. You might say, oh, Charles, this is a fringe thing. No. We have a map somewhere I could show you. There are gender reassignment clinics all across the country. It is a boom industry. There used to be two of them in America. Now there are hundreds of them. There are over 300 of these gender reassignment clinics. And the social contagion that is spread on TikTok and on other places is making kids think they are trans when they are not. They might be a tomboy. They might be going through some puberty issues. They might have a father absence. And instead of giving them therapy and instead of talking to them, we prescribe them expensive pharmaceuticals and potentially even surgical intervention that unfortunately is irreversible in many cases. And so one of the splinter groups of the left that has become very popular that Fauci believed in is that we human beings, the committee and the council of experts, we are then able to change the human being itself. And isn't that what is at the core of both the fanaticism behind abortion and the fanaticism of the trans issue? The fanaticism with abortion is that we will be like God so we can determine life and death. We get to decide when someone lives and when someone dies. It's immoral to believe that, but they don't believe in morals. They don't believe in a hierarchy of the good. The trans issue is actually even more disturbing. It's that we're going to change the actual chromosomal makeup. Now, they can't do that, thankfully. So then we're just going to change the appearance. We're going to do everything we can through boring holes in pelvises and chopping off breasts, and We are going to actually remake human beings how we want, which is precisely the basis, by the way, of transhumanism. That humans are no longer just a species in the natural world that you could plug in with machines, that you can actually elevate yourself to be a demigod. Go read their literature. That the transgender push is in some ways a philosophical gateway to the upcoming transhumanism, to have man merge with robots and machines, that you're not actually how you are recreated. You can decide through your will to become something else. Now, again, many parents that allow their kids to do this stuff, and many politicians that allow this, and many of the activists have no understanding of this at all. There's an intersection with the digital world here, too. If you play a video game, you can design your own character. Now we export that into the real world. Why can't I redesign my own character? Why can't I be who I want to be? Most people involved in this, they just say, well, we must have sympathy for trans kids, and trans kids have a right to exist. A vast majority of these kids who think they're trans with a proper therapeutic environment of a counselor that knows what they are doing can get them back into realignment with biological reality. And so we're seeing these bills start to pass across the country, which is promising. But now the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, you know, they don't talk about free speech anymore. They have a map on their website where they're tracking all the anti-LGBTQ bills, where they say, this is an assault on trans kids. And this is what gets them fired up at the ACLU, defending rights nationwide. The ACLU is tracking 115 healthcare bills in the United States. What fires up the radical left? It fires them up when it might be illegal to put a 10-year-old into a surgery room and chop off their private parts. Look, you did the tough thing during the Chinese coronavirus. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you up to $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. I know a lot of people that have benefited from this. I think Congress appropriated way too much money. This program is complicated, but nobody knows it better than the CPAs and tax experts at covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had an increase in sales. You did the difficult thing for your employees during the virus. Let covidtaxrelief.org help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org, covidtaxrelief.org. So there's been a lot of question out there of, Charlie, why do you think you know better than doctors? And I think the best answer is, why do these doctors think they know better than God? That's the real question. Why do these doctors think that they can just change nature? But let's ask the question, who are these doctors? What do they believe? Well, again, Matt Walsh has done one of the great services to our society for the documentary he made. But I just want you to hear the doctors in their own eyes. This is not an isolated incident, by the way. This is the new abortion industry, where they feel as if they're going to make billions of dollars on manipulating children on lies, all under the guise of health care. Let me be very clear. Gender medical mutilation for children and terminating a baby in the womb is not health care. And you'll see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these across the country. You're trying to tell me this is an isolated incident? You're trying to tell me this is just kind of one-off thing? This is a boom industry. A lot of them in red states, by the way. Even here in Arizona, Phoenix Children's Hospital. California has tons, but why are there so many in red states? These are the that's the map of all the gender-affirming clinics. We've allowed this to happen. We as conservatives let it happen. Now, finally, we're pushing back. These should be closed one by one by one. There's nothing affirming here. And maybe some of you say right here is, well, you know, look, Charlie, we got to trust doctors, or these parents know what they're doing. No, these parents are emotionally blackmailed. They say the same thing over and over again. These extortionist, profit-seeking, medical mutilating doctors in the medieval tradition of chopping people's parts off, they'll say the same thing over and over again. Would you prefer to have a trans son or a dead daughter? They say it over and over and over again. They emotionally blackmail them. And let me just say this before I play a couple pieces of tape for you that prove my argument. I don't trust a lot of doctors post-COVID. They told me ivermectin didn't work. They told me the virus came from some bat. They told me that vitamin D was not a big deal, even though study after study now shows that if we could have increased vitamin D supplementation, we could have saved a lot of lives. We have no idea how many. Intravenous therapy, baby aspirin, hydroxychloroquine, stop being fat. Why is it that doctors didn't go on TV and tell everyone to go, hey, go lose 15 pounds. Go lose 20 pounds. Oh, no, no. Instead, they want to say, go get a vaccine. Because doctors actually don't want what's best for your health a lot of times. If they would have went on TV and said, we need everyone to go lose 10 or 15 pounds, it'll save your life. By the way, get your vitamin D levels up, eat well, start exercising. And if you get sick, maybe you should go to vitamins and intravenous therapy first and not go on ventilators that actually turned out to hurt a lot of people. Ventilators were not actually good. We're supposed to trust these doctors? What have I been right about exactly? There's some amazing doctors. I could think of amazing doctors in my life that have helped bring my daughter into the world. So it's not every doctor, obviously, but there are a lot of doctors. And the profession itself has become reprehensible. So let's look at a piece of tape here. This is one of the doctors, I put in quotes, doctors, that is a gender-affirming pediatric, gender-affirming care specialist in Boston. Matt Walsh sat down with her. This is the type of freak that is telling you that I should have a right to your kids. And by the way, in many states, parents have no say over a certain age. 14, 15, 16, these kids can get this done without parental consent. Play cut 88.
Have you ever met a four-year-old who believes in Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
So this is someone who believes that a fat man is traveling through the sky on a flying reindeer at lightning speed, coming down his chimney with presents.
Yeah.
Would you say that this is someone who maybe has a tenuous grasp on reality?
They have an appropriate four-year-old handle on the reality.
Agreed.
That's very real for them.
Agreed. But Santa Claus is real for them, but
yeah.
Santa Claus is not actually real.
Yeah, well, but Santa Claus does deliver their Christmas presents.
Well, yeah, but he's not real, though.
To that child, they are.
That's just one clip of many. And look, obviously, doctors are necessary, and they should be good. But if you're, I'll just give you an example. If you're a doctor and you're pushing the COVID vaccine on children, like, you've lost all credibility with me. I'm sorry. Like, I don't trust you. Why are you doing that? Why are you pushing the COVID vaccine on children? You should go find something else to do. What's the data to support that exactly? But what are the medical schools actually teaching? Remember this tape here, this piece of clip? Where is it here? Where their new initiation ceremony is effectively some sort of incantation towards some woke dogma and woke doctrine. Let's go to cut 89.
We commit to uprooting the legacy and perpetuation of structural violence deeply embedded within the healthcare system. We recognize inequities built by past and present traumas rooted in white supremacy, colonialism, the gender binary, ableism, and all forms of oppression. As we enter this profession with opportunity for growth, we commit to promoting a culture of anti-racism, listening, and amplifying voices for positive change. We pledge to honor all indigenous ways of healing that have been historically marginalized by Western medicine.
That is an initiation ceremony for medical students where they say we are going to reject the gender binary, reject white supremacy and colonialism in medicine. If that's not an indictment of the profession, I don't know what is. And again, of course, there are wonderful doctors out there. We need good doctors. But that's an entire room. Is that University of Minnesota, if I remember correctly, or Michigan? I think it was Michigan, which is supposed to be a really good medical school. And here they are, all of them in the room, reciting an oath, repeatedly saying, we are going to crush, or we're going to reject the gender binary. We're going to fight colonialism and fight white supremacy. Those are your next generation of doctors. By the way, of note, according to the National Institute of Health, the Hippocratic Oath has changed. I don't know if you knew that or not. There is no promise by the physician to, quote, do no harm, or, quote, never give, quote, lethal medicine, as in the original Hippocratic Oath. Did you know that it changed? That's no longer in existence. Let's go to another piece of tape here. Actually, let me say one more thing before I go to this, because I'm going to connect it to something else. It does beg the question of how did we allow this to become so popular? And it became popular because we overemphasize credentials in our society. We do. We take the credentialing process so seriously. Somebody becomes a doctor, we immediately think that what they say is gospel. I appreciate that you went to school, but what if you believe things that aren't true? Doctors sometimes can do a lot of damage. And the oath doesn't even say do no harm or never give a lethal medicine. Just listen to Dr. Pierre Corey or Dr. Peter McCullough or Dr. Robert Malone. They lament over what has happened in medicine in our country. In many of these schools, they're teaching medical students that men can give birth. And they mean it. And they believe it. These are the same public health officials that told us that we had to lock down schools. Boy, did that do a lot of damage. Now, finally, we're seeing states, though, start to rise up and push back against this. Ron DeSantis was the first of many governors to really take a leadership role in this regard. You know, you look at the last couple of years, it does not give me joy, and nor do I delight in the fact that our medical institutions are no longer largely trustworthy. Dr. Levine came out today and said that changing kids' genders will soon be fully embraced and gender-affirming care has the highest support of the Biden regime. Children. This is not adults. This is not a 25-year-old. This is not a 19-year-old. No, these are children. This is Levine that is saying this. This is one of the top issues of our time, and it is not going away. Do you know why it's not going away? Because the biggest healthcare pharmaceutical companies stand to make billions of dollars off your children digesting the social contagion. So they take the social contagion in on social media. You might be trans and your mom and dad might be wrong. Oh, wow, yeah, I might be a boy, I might be a girl. They go into one of these clinics and they become an annuity for the pharmaceutical companies. Antidepressants, Lupron. Levine, quote, has the highest support of the Biden regime. Let it be known on the record, the Biden administration highly supports going after children in this regard. Where are the Republicans in D.C. on this? In the states, they're fighting. I think we know what they're doing. They're too worried about Ukraine. I think that the gender-affirming clinic issue is probably a little bit bigger issue than what's happening 5,000 miles away. I'm really thrilled to start to see us push back against this as a movement. I'm thrilled. But look, this is not the only reason why these banks are failing, this trans woke stuff. But it's just interesting. Here's Cut 63. This is related. It's a little separate, but it's related to the general theme of this hour. Here's the chairman of Signature Bank. Signature Bank, now one of the other banks that has collapsed, New York-based full-service commercial bank, collapsed. The chairman of Signature Bank holding a Pride Council meeting on pronouns. Play Cut 63.
The most common pronouns that folks are familiar with are she and he, becoming much more common. And I don't know if there's anyone in the Signature Bank world, but probably you have clients that use they, them as pronouns. They're gender neutral pronouns on purpose. We talked about folks that are non-binary that intentionally don't identify as male or female. So some of those folks use they, them as their pronouns. Z is another gender neutral pronoun. And the other part of that would be here, spelled H-I-R. And then there's some folks that say, don't use any pronouns for me, just use my name.
So that is the Signature Bank chairman. Is that really the chairman of the... Geez. The chairman that is focusing on gender pronouns. Now, again, I don't want to misrepresent the issue. These banks did not fail simply and solely because they embraced woke ideas. But it certainly didn't help. You're focusing on these ideas. You only have so much energy, so much time, so many resources. I don't think it was helpful for Silicon Valley Bank to give $73 million. I am confused, though. What is the pronoun for bankruptcy? These people have been so focused on social change. And we predicted a lot of this. If you go back, our program and our team, if you go back to about a year ago, we said that there will be a coming collapse. I did not call for bank collapses. I wasn't that clairvoyant. But I said companies are going to collapse because you have cheap money and you're subsidizing really bad ideas and you're hiring people based on characteristics that don't matter. It's unsustainable. And I've said to business owners, I say, if you embrace a meritocracy over a woketopia, you're going to outcompete your competitors. It's actually going to be good for you that Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank is like, well, we have all these black lesbians working for us now, and that's going to be a defining character. Are they good at their job? Are they smart? The answer is probably no, because they're hired for their race, not for the merit or what they have earned. And it really is a question now, because some conservatives, and I'm getting some of these emails, not a lot, but rare, especially amongst some of the donor community, they think the trans issue is a mistake. They say, oh, just let live and let live. You see, that's kind of a one-liner that's a sloppy throwaway for, I don't want to fight for what's right. That's really what it means. Or I don't want to get involved in the trenches of a consequential war. For example, how can Riley Gaines, the young woman who had to compete against Thomas, live and let live? She lost to a man. There's another trans story, actually, with an athlete. Can you guys send me that one? It's in the feed somewhere that we had earlier. Right now, there's another man who just won a championship. Massachusetts Girls High School Track and Field Championship. Chloe, who is a biological man, who is about 6 inches taller than the women, won the championship. And Chloe said, deal with it. Deal with it. Massachusetts, so advanced, won the championship. And that's it. The man is allowed to win, and the other girls clap, and they say, okay, yeah, we're losers to you, a man. And all the fathers put up with it, all the men put up with it, all the leaders put up with it as just a cheater. It's a cheat. It's a total cheat. It's as if a 25-year-old goes and competes against 12-year-olds. It's the same sort of concept that biological reality or chromosomal reality should no longer determine any sort of entrance into a competitive environment. You see, it's going to take good people to fight. And that means you have to no longer be concerned or worried about the names they're going to call you. Because here you have right here, female girls championship, a biological man who wins. And what is, oh yeah, that's progress. Feminism was always complaining about men dominating women. And now the feminists are perfectly okay with men masquerading as women, wearing woman face, dominating women. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.